Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good afternoon, Father.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Today's Monday of the fourth week of Easter. And Father, reflect on today's gospel from St. John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Father.
All right. So there's a million-dollar word, ecclesiology, which means this study of the church, that I want to kind of go into sort of an explanation of why this gospel is so important, especially for us Catholics. And I guess the question would be, you know, I'm sure most of you do believe this, but how convicted are you of this statement? Is that there's only one way to heaven, which is Jesus Christ and his holy church, the mystical body of Christ. And our Lord refers to himself as a gate or a door, right? And the Catholic Church still officially teaches that Jesus is God, as we know. He's claiming divinity in this gospel. But that also, that he is the way and the church is the way of salvation. Now, there's a sticky, seemingly sticky teaching here, which you've probably heard before, called no salvation outside of the church. And I want to sort of go into this particular teaching, because our Lord is very clear about we have to go through him to get to heaven. We have to go through the proper gate and the right sheepfold. And the Catholic Church teaches this. It says, basing itself on scripture and tradition, the council, this is the Second Vatican Council, teaches that the church, a pilgrim now on earth, is necessary for salvation. The one Christ is the mediator in the way of salvation. And then he goes on to say, he himself explicitly asserted the necessity of faith and baptism, and thereby affirmed at the same time the necessity of the church, which men enter through baptism as through a door, we could say a gate. Hence, they could not be saved who, let me be clear on this, knowing that the Catholic Church was founded as necessary by God, you see there that knowledge is necessary, through Christ, would refuse either to enter it or remain in it. And then it goes on to say a little bit further down, those who, through no fault of their own, do not know the gospel of Christ and his church, but nevertheless seek God with a sincere heart, they too may achieve salvation if they follow the dictates of their conscience. Sort of paraphrase that last paragraph. So what does that mean? Let's unpack that. Well, basically, there is only one way to heaven, and it's through Christ's church. So no Protestant, no Jewish person, no Muslim, no one gets to heaven except through Christ and the Catholic Church, period. That's what the teaching means. So does that mean that non-Catholics cannot get to heaven? That's not what the teaching says. But if they are saved through how they lived, it would be through Jesus and the Catholic Church, right? I know this, that there was, I probably told this anecdote that several months ago, there was, I was getting ice cream after a dinner with a couple priests at Safeway. And, you know, this young lady tapped me on the shoulder, and she had an accent, and she was with another young lady who also had an accent. She was from the Middle East, and she asked me if I was a priest. And I said, yes. And then she said, I am from Turkey. I am Muslim. I would like to seek Jesus, and I really am losing faith in my religion. And I think that you all have the right religion, but I can't find a priest to answer my emails. And so, you know, anyway, I was shocked, and I never had someone from the Islam religion to come forth to ask for baptism, I think, in my entire priesthood. I might have, but I can't remember explicitly. And so, you know, the other two were eating ice cream. So I began to talk with the two of them about why. And she said, well, you know, one is that you teach that God is a loving father. Our faith does not say so much about this. We don't really have a relationship with our God. And also, I don't like the way that my faith treats women. And in your faith, I believe that women are, and men are considered equal in the eyes of God. I said, absolutely. And so, long story short, you know, she, a couple emails back and forth, she entered classes and she was baptized. And it was really beautiful at the baptism, when it came time to make the solemn, you know, the promises, you know, well, you know, to make a statement of faith, you know, that, you know, she was asked, as we were also asked, and do you reject Satan? And it was funny because she says, yes, I do. And then, do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only son, or is conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, so on and so forth. And then she exclaimed, yes, I do, like really loud. And it was funny, but it was also very convicting. And then everyone else in the church later, before we were sprinkled with holy water, everyone decided to say, yes, I do. Sort of like, as you know, you're supposed to say, I do. And I guess we'll excuse the liturgical misapplication of the word yes. But anyway, it was really powerful to see this girl, this young lady, affirm her faith in Christ Jesus. But here's the thing is, how many people out there today as Catholics would say it really doesn't matter what you believe, or it really doesn't matter what faith you have? And I think that's sort of a very sort of soft approach and an unwise approach to take to our faith. And how are we going to sell a faith if so many people don't really think that the church is the way, the truth, and the life? It is the way to heaven, and the sacraments are the door by which we make it through the gates, the pearly gates. And in this gospel, the Lord, you know, uses this image of a shepherd. In the time of Christ, shepherds would lay themselves across the doorway to protect the sheep from entering or exiting, unless he recognized the sheep, and to keep them protected. And likewise, the church is guarded by Christ. It is the church established by Christ. But I think we have to have a proper understanding that in order for us to be good evangelists, we have to be 100% clearly convicted of the fact that this is the way, this is the true faith of God. I think it is vitally important, because if not, then we don't really, if it's not the only way, then we're not going to seek to find other sheep, which Jesus references in the Gospel of John, that he has other sheep that are not part of the fold. And you know, how many people, you know, I don't know, I don't know how other people would approach this young lady at Safeway if she came up to him. Would you say, hey, hold on, let me get your number, let me get you in touch with my pastor, and let's get you started, you know, as opposed to, well, that's nice. I mean, you know, what do you believe in? Start in this like inner dialogue that really doesn't lead to Christ, but leads to more confusion. So anyway, just a little bit on that, you know, big word ecclesiology, which is the study of the church. And once again, what does it mean? What is the church? We are the church, all the people of God, all the baptized. But we have to realize that anyone who gets to heaven, whether they're explicitly Catholic or not, the only way they got to heaven, whether they know it or not, is through the Catholic Church. So let's leave it at that. Now, I hope that provokes some kind of, you know, sort of thinking about the church. And I think everyone should really study this aspect of the Catholic Church, is what is the church and why is it necessary? All right. God bless y'all. Peace.